Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, Deputy Editor at TXF. Today we have a special guest in TXF's very own Ross Krier, who wrote the instrumentals for today's podcast. First up, in the project and export finance world, our essentials news offering, the West Corridor Constructors Consortium, comprising of Aecon, Parsons and Amoco, has reached financial close on the Highway 401 expansion project in the Greater Toronto Area. And Clint Sten has rejoined Bracewell in Dubai as a partner and regional head of projects. Over on our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Capital Power is set to buy Galway Power. Turkish power developer Enka has signed the build-own-operate agreement with the government of Georgia for the development of the Namkavani Cascade project. And the Belarus Ministry of Transport has started pre-qualification for the 20-year M10 highway PPP concession. In the trade finance sphere, the London-headquartered Loan Market Association hosted their sixth annual Developing Markets Conference in London on the 30th of April. And in a survey of members prior to the event, the poll saw the key issues of geopolitical risk and the downturn in the economic climate as the main challenges to growth through 2019 in developing market jurisdictions. And lastly, on a third-party news tracker service, in the trade space, Citi has announced its next-gen project, an initiative with EY and SAS using artificial intelligence to develop an advanced risk analytics scoring engine. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media. Thank you.